Welcome to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. This is Jimmy Lakey, and I'm delighted that you are joining us for this half hour. You can reach Call to Freedom at Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or by going to the website at www.freedomstreet.org. If you want to leave a message or order a Word Power Daily Reading Bible Guide or a Freedom Street Express newsletter, you can call us toll-free at 1-866-917-7256 and leave your name and address, including your zip code. If you want to talk to Barbara right now, she is expecting your call. You may call that same toll-free number, 1-866-917-7256, to speak to her. And now, let's join Barbara in the studio.
Welcome to Call to Freedom. It was for freedom that Jesus set you free. And that's why so many people are fighting in the United States today for freedom. Oh, and we have freedom in Jesus Christ. God's promises are like the stars. The darker the night, the brighter they shine. You are blessed to dispense, for in Him you live and move and have your being. And this is it. This is it. The last time I will announce the Call to Freedom meeting this Saturday, September the 11th. I hope you can make either the breakfast at 8:30 or the meeting at 10 o'clock. Call 1-866-917-7256 for reservations for breakfast and the meeting. We're having lunch on the patio and enjoy company so much there. If your last name begins with A through M, bring a salad. And if your last name begins with N through Z, bring a dessert. Come and join us this Saturday, 1-866-917-7256. As I listened to the encore show that will air tomorrow, the Lord told me that He wanted me to air that show today. He told me that His people listen with their ears, but they do not hear what He has to say. Darren says a profound thing as we read a letter from a distressed wife in Portland. He says, sincere people can be sincerely wrong in their convictions. It's vital that you listen with ears wide open to this important message. God bless you.
I think that Christians have the same feeling about the Word of God, Barb. They see all these miracles that potentially are theirs, all these promises, and they can't seem to break through. We're going to show you how to break through that glass ceiling and get there into the goodies. I mean, the payoff has to come at some point before we die. Can't it all be just when we get to heaven?
But, Darren, it's not methods. It's
right.
Not processes. It is a relationship with our Heavenly Father, and that's where it starts. It has to start there. We cannot bypass that, and we cannot make a detour around Him. He is the center of all, and we have got to acknowledge Him and love Him.
Well, I tell you, I would say it. I guess I'm more mechanical. I would say I got to know which button to push, and the button is Jesus, and the button is the name of the Lord. And if I'm putting it maybe in too earthly a term there, then we're also going to be talking about the Ishmael spirit. We've never heard anybody teach on that, and we're not priding ourselves on saying we've got some great revelation here that nobody else has, but I believe that'll make a difference in some of your families if you get that thing identified and you know how to get away from that. We'll also show you how to decorate your future, and many of you have, in fact, we just went through an old house where there probably hadn't been anybody sleep overnight there for maybe as much as how many years?
Oh, probably 10.
Probably 10 years. And yet everything was there. Everything was in the kitchen. All of the canned goods were too old, and they were being thrown out. But we went through this house, and it was really kind of interesting to see what the people had decorated their house with. I'm going to say this to many of you. Your castle is empty. You haven't decorated it with anything of the Word of God. We're going to show you how to change that so that as you walk into those rooms or as you go through your life, as you go through the next 30 days, things are going to change for you. We're going to show you how to have that change, because too many of us wonder, well, now what happened? Well, what did you put in that day? Was it just empty? And we'll show you how to fill it up with good things out of the treasure coming right out of the Word of God. So we're excited about tomorrow. We're going to have a great time together. And for you folks that we've never met, we're looking forward to shaking your hand. Now, Barbara's a little more forward. She said, I want a hug on your neck. Well, I'm not sure. You know, and if you stiff arm me, I understand that. That means you don't want to be hugged, and that's okay. That's okay. And I'm kind of kidding you there, but we really want to know you. We want to see what you look like. Some of you have written to us for a long time. We've never had the joy of meeting you personally, and we hope that joy comes to us tomorrow. So today, let's pray before we've got kind of a heavy thing to lay on you today. And it's a letter that brings me probably as much pain as any letter we've received in years. I'm going to say that to you, but we're going to share it with you because some of you may be where this dear sister is, and it doesn't have to be that way. So, Lord God, today we want to break forth the Word of God and your mysteries, your principles, your love. We want to walk in your joy. So today I ask that your blessing would be on this broadcast and on our listeners. Lord God, you know that we've been invoking the name of the Lord on our listeners and our power partners for a long time, and we're seeing that come to fruition. We want to see the harvest of the Word of God in our lives and in our friends' lives and in the life of our power partners. Lord, we thank you for this marvelous revelation. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Well, this is a letter, and the writer of the letter says, this letter took me 2 months to write, and it's taken us a month to acknowledge it.
A month to get
because,
up the courage to take it on.
Well, sometimes when I do receive a letter, when we do receive letters like this, it takes us a while in prayer. And also, Father God, what should we tell this person? What should we encourage this person to do? And as you said, Darren, it saddens me to see people that really are sincere, but they lack so much in the spiritual foundation of their lives. And then they blame God. And here's a letter, and we'll kind of read through it. I will not name first names here. I am asking for prayer for my husband and our family. My husband was in the Worldwide Church of God under Mr. Armstrong. He doesn't even call it a reverend or a pastor because he wasn't. In fact, you said Herbert Armstrong was a businessman first before
I think, if I remember history correctly, he was in the advertising business.
Advertising, all right. So he knew how to gather people, and he did make billions of dollars in the 70s and 80s.
I would probably downgrade that to multi-millions.
Multi-millions. Well, he probably did.
Took a lot of money.
He was in it, okay, my husband was in it for 20 years, and I was in it for 10 years. We met there and married. All right, so even in marriage, this was in defilement. It was very legalistic. As we say here, Darren and I believe that the Worldwide Church of God under Herbert Armstrong was a cult. And this was a church that was not founded under the blood of Jesus or in the name of Jesus. And that's what we want to tell you today. So they married there. It was very legalistic, and it was. But we tithed very diligently. We've been tithing for years. I want to say here, Darren, that during the reign of King Ahab and his queen Jezebel, many people in Israel brought their tithes and their lambs and their sheep, and they had them slaughtered to a false god and an Asherah. Because at that time, Ahab and Jezebel were worshiping idols. God did not receive any glory then. When this couple tithed to the Worldwide Church of God, God was not honored, God was not blessed, and God was not worshiped there. So basically, even though they feel like this is tithing to God, it was not. Just as the children of Israel, when they brought all their sacrifices to the temple and thought that this was given honorably, it was given to idols and to gods. God never did bless that, and God never did bless Herbert Armstrong's church.
Let me say this. The blessing wasn't there. The promotion was there. But, folks, you can be very sincere and be sincerely wrong. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what we're talking about here. And some of you, by the way, may not have attended a church that would what we would classify as a cult. They didn't believe in the deity of Jesus Christ. That would be one thing. Mm-hmm. And they didn't teach salvation, for example. They didn't teach about the power of Jesus' blood or the power of Jesus' name. They taught the power of their church. Well, if you gave into an institution like that, I believe you need to ask God's forgiveness. Mm-hmm. Say, forgive me for putting your money in that defiled organization.
Yes.
And please forgive me, Lord, and make up to me for the years the locusts have stolen from me.
Well, and that's right. But if you do ask forgiveness, and you're saying, do you mean everything that I gave to that cult or everything that I gave to that church that didn't believe in Jesus Christ, that's lost? And I really believe it is. But from today on, as you cut that off, you're giving now is tithe to the Lord.
And see, Barb, I believe that forgiveness helps us start over. Mm-hmm. It's like we can go back to page one and rewrite the chapters of our life and let God come in and restore us, because we need restoration when we've made that mistake. Again, I want to say this to you, and a person said this to me many, many years ago. You can be sincere in what you're doing and be sincerely wrong.
Yes, and so here she's saying we tithe very diligently, but they tithed uselessly. And so we have to go on from here and saying, you know, their tithing didn't rebuke the devourer, and their tithing didn't open the windows of heaven for them, although he had a very good job. But then, during the Y2K scare, we were very stupid. And my husband wanted to get his 401k out, and his bosses told him he had to quit to get it. He did so. He quit his job, Darren, because of fear. He didn't do his due diligence in the Word of God, because in the very Word of God it says he will never forsake his own. He will always protect those. The name of the Lord is a strong tower.
Yeah,
the righteous run into it, and they are safe.
Hold the phone. Until you repent and you see the error there, and they were under great error.
It wasn't just stupid, was it?
No.
Yes.
No. And,
that's right.
And you know you're set up spiritually there to fail.
Yes.
And if you try to hear the voice of God and you've been caught up in deception, I'm going to say this, the internal workings of your spirit, how your spirit hears the voice of God, is already tangled.
Mm-hmm.
The wires are crossed. And,
yes.
And I'm not saying that to put you down at all, but I'll tell you, I believe that you want to change. You want to do it right. I believe that's why you listen to this broadcast and why you write to us, communicate with us. But you, I mean, if you've been hooked up with the wrong thing, you've got to get unhooked from that. You've got to get, that's a good way to put
well,
it. Get unhooked from it.
I believe this wife wants to get unhooked. I believe the husband is down into something that is very scary, and we'll read on here. My husband quit his job. We lost a yearly bonus. He lost a great job. Several weeks later, he found out he didn't need to quit to get his 401k. The boss over the company, the president, liked my husband and told him he could come back to work, but he had to see his bosses right above him. They told him he could come back, take a pay cut, and work under the new boss in his department. So he was no longer the boss in his department. He had to work under somebody else. That takes a humbling experience, which I don't believe this husband was humbled. I believe he wasn't willing to be humbled. I believe pride is a focal point of his life.
Well, I also would say this, that you lose your seniority when you quit.
Yes.
And that's really the issue.
Yes, that's right. So my husband was treated badly, and I can imagine, or else he thought he was, because he had been in the boss, and now he wasn't any longer. My husband had worked for the company for seven years. He was
Except, folks, you got to realize when you quit there, you give that up.
Absolutely. And he was in charge of the maintenance department. He told the president what was needed and took care of it. He kept the plant running and saved them money, improved safety. But see, that's in the past.
And let me say this, he should have. That's what he was getting paid to do.
Yes. Anyway, he lost confidence in himself and has been working for the last 3 years for one-third of what he used to make. He has had three jobs. He now works four nights a week and one day. He doesn't know what day it is. Our credit history went bad 3 years ago when he lost that job. See, this is all due to fear, Darren. This is all due to not listening or reading the Word of God and being fearful about what Y2K was supposed to be.
Now, I'd only agree with you in part, but the fear set them up for anger and buried rage there.
Okay.
Okay.
We're going to read on and see this rage. Yes. He doesn't know what day it is. Our credit history went bad 3 years ago when he lost that job. We were going to buy a house. Now we can't. All right. Why can't we? It's not because of God's unfaithfulness. And we really want to say that. God is a God of love, and he's faithful to those who are obedient to his word. We prayed for the job he has now, but the hours and the wages make me question if it is the right job. We attended the Portland meeting, and that was our meeting on 5-10-02, and sowed $135. We prayed for a month, did the confession, my husband more diligently than me. Why did you do the confession? I must say, Darren, from here, that you make the confessions according to the attitude and relationship that you have with your Father God. You don't do it to get, just to purely get. You do it because you have a relationship and your Father wants to prosper and bless you.
Well, it also say you don't just try it. Say, we're going to try this. That's almost like trying the lottery. You know,
yes.
Let's try buying a lottery ticket, see if it works.
Yes. So, when 6-20-02 rolled around, okay, so that's a month later, and Darren, you had been teaching on 30-fold and 30-day, my husband didn't see any monetary harvest, and he was fed up. Okay, he tried 1 month. He had been believing and tithing for years. No, he hadn't been tithing for years. He'd been tithing to a church that had not believed in the deity of our Lord Jesus Christ. Also, he lost his sister to cancer. He feels God has let him down. I'll tell you one thing that your friend Roger said, was it Roger or Paul? Don't ever get mad at God. Don't ever get mad at your Creator.
They both have said that.
Okay. So, and that's true. Don't ever get mad at God. And this person has done that. He feels God has let him down. I wonder why God hasn't come through. And the wife is also wondering. So here's two people in disagreement, but also not believing and confessing the Word of God. My husband and I really wanted to learn how to learn from God, and he was praying every day. How was he praying? Who was he praying to? What was his relationship with God? See, nothing here is about the Word, really, and nothing is about their relationship with God, and it has all to do with the relationship. I still want to know to hear the voice of God. My husband doesn't want me to tithe from his paycheck anymore, so I told him I was going to tithe from my work. He has turned to reading books like The Tracker about the planet Mercurius or something, and Christ, the conspiracy theory, the greatest story ever sold. And Darren, this has plummeted to blasphemy and mockery.
That's right.
The author is an atheistic historian. She can back up her writings with fact. No, she can't.
Okay, now, let's stop right here. There is a statement in the Old Testament that says, rebellion is as witchcraft.
Ooh.
So, folks, you can tell by this letter we're sharing with you, this gentleman is headed straight into witchcraft. And that's what he's reading. He's picking up articles on witchcraft. You can't oppose God, the creator of the universe, and win. I mean, that's a no-brainer. That's a no-win. I mean, you could get that by reason. You wouldn't even have to get that by revelation.
Yes, this atheistic historian, and she won't read the books, but I suppose her husband is telling her this. She proves that Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John didn't exist, and he wants me to read this, but I won't. It will hurt my faith. So he calls me narrow-minded. He won't pray in the name of Jesus anymore. Of course he won't. The spirit of blasphemy has taken over in this household. We can't pray together right now. So please pray for my husband that God would reveal himself to him and me, and that God would forgive our stupidity. Have you asked forgiveness for this? And we desperately need a good, secure job. Well, you're not going to get it until that relationship between you and the Lord is brought back, and you've asked forgiveness for the sin that you've committed.
See, I think part of the problem here is seeing that old job as a source, and we need to see God as our source, whether yes. God works through that old job or through a new job or whatever. We need to see God as the God of provision and not the sugar daddy. I think they're looking for a sugar daddy and somebody to soothe their owie. Well, I'll tell you, it starts by going down to bedrock, and forgiveness is such a divine privilege. And when we go to the Lord and we say, listen, I really messed up, and I messed up in my attitude towards you, first of all, and maybe that's the greatest thing, and I've charged you wrongly. See, you're charging God is ripping you off and messing you over.
Well, I remember when they stood up in class and they said, we have a generator to sell. There was no remorse. They wanted the $40,000 or whatever it was that they paid for the generator, and they wanted everything to go back to the way it was. But their feelings had interfered. The bitterness, the what you were talking about, unforgiveness, had turned to bitterness. And it says in Hebrews 12 that the root of bitterness springing up causes trouble, and many of it may be defiled. So Darren, here we see. Absolute.
That was Hebrews 12:15, by the way.
Yes, I'm sorry. And so we see this horrible spiraling downward of a family who has three children, and I'm very fearful about this.
Father God, we just lift up this family, the very precious family, Lord, and they have been whacked by the devil, not by the Lord. And Father, we rebuke the spirit of blasphemy, the spirit of resentment and bitterness and rage. And self-pity, self-pity is a big one there, Lord. We just come against that in the name of Jesus. That is such a subtle killer. And Father, in the name of Jesus, we ask that you would restore this family to the true Jesus, to the true God, to the Almighty God, to the God of forgiveness and restoration and faithfulness. And we thank you for that today. Lord, we're not giving up hope on this couple. We believe that their situation is salvageable. In Jesus' precious name, amen.
And Father God, we pray that the spirit of pride will be humbled, that will be cut off from this family, because, Father, it says you will exalt the humble. And I pray, Father God, as they ask forgiveness for their stupidity, yes, which was a sin, that in their humility you will see that, Father God, and raise them up.
Sometimes this life can get confusing. Sometimes the days can seem so long. I'm trying to win but feel I'm losing. I'm doing right but feeling wrong.
We're going to send this program to this couple, and I believe if they do what God wants them to do, they will get above this. I really believe
they
that.
Can beat this.
Yes, they sure can.
They can't do it on their own.
No.
Can't do it by reason.
Gotta do
can't
by,
do it by emotion.
With God's strength.
Got to do it with God's strength and God's spirit. And his book is a spirit book. Praise the Lord. And we bless this couple in the name of the Lord. And you know, he has a way of making up to us for the years the locust feed. And all of us have done some dumb things or stupid things or however they want to put it. But God bless them in the name of the Lord. Mm-hmm. No, Barbara, I'm so looking forward to seeing the restoration of so many believers. And I believe that's one reason God has given us this teaching on ordering your days, numbering your days ahead of you, and speaking favor and God's love and God's grace. And there's so many scriptures on how we can decorate or redecorate our lives.
Well, and you can say decorate, but in the Word of God, it's prophesy.
Right.
And we can prophesy ourselves right out of the hole. And in the we're going through Second Chronicles right now, and there are prophets of God that come up to the kings and prophesy over them the Word of God put in their mouth that they speak to other people. He wants us to do that today, Darren.
And the Lord has really given us a lot of Word for our people, and we're going to give that to you tomorrow. And I'm so looking forward to that. But you know, I think about Barbara, you love to wallpaper. You go into a house, you say, oh, if I could wallpaper this wall. Now, some people don't like wallpaper, but you do. Oh, if I could, and you drag me into these wallpaper stores, and we look at border, and you bring it over. Oh, look at this. Isn't this cute? Isn't this just precious?
It reminds me, I've got to go to a wallpaper store today, so
yes,
thank you for
do.
Reminding me.
But you know, or you could say, oh, this should, if we could just paint this, right. Okay, so then we're going to have to paint that wall. You know, this would look so good if it was aubergine. That got us into trouble one time. This beautiful purple, right?
But it's a very
popular color right now, too.
So
I would just call it, you know, street language. I'd say that's
deep purple.
You'd say
yes.
It's aubergine. Well, anyway, we can show you how to decorate the days of your future, to redecorate, to assemble and to assign what you want there. Some of you are walking into empty rooms every day because you've not put anything there. God wants to change that. So you can walk into favor, and you can walk into His glory and His grace and His mercy and His protection. And you say, oh, I didn't know I could do that. Well, you can. We'll show you how to do that. And the blessing of the Lord is on us, and we want to put prophetically the power on your life so that you can walk out of the session tomorrow blessed and know that you're blessed. You know, you'll know this isn't some con job. We know we're blessed.
Well, and not filled not only in body, but also filled in spirit and in soul.
Sure.
Absolutely.
Amen.
Yes. We want
God,
that to happen.
God wants to do that for us. So I'm going to tell you, we're going to invoke the name of the Lord. If you want a little heads up, a little head start, you might take a look at Numbers chapter 6, read verses 24 through 27. And one thing we've done is we just assigned that to liturgy. Or we say that's tradition. No, the pastor stands up and usually they'll put one hand out over the congregation. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord cause His face to shine upon you. We say, oh, isn't that precious? Oh, isn't that wonderful? We can walk out of here thinking, well, we've got a good luck charm. No. And I believe the pastors and the teachers give out of their revelation of Scripture. They have no revelation. You didn't get anything, baby.
That's right.
You've got to have somebody that knows the heart of God.
Thank you for listening to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. You may get in touch with Barbara at Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237. Or you may leave your message at 1-866-917-7256. Call to Freedom is a listener-supported radio ministry. Barbara and her power partners invite you to come on board with us and become a network of hands holding up Call to Freedom Ministry. Power partners support Call to Freedom with prayer and monthly financial support. You will be blessed supernaturally. We invite you to visit Call to Freedom's website, www.freedomstreet.org, where you can hear Barbara's daily radio broadcast 24 hours a day or order materials. You may share your praise reports and heart cries by mailing them to Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or you may email us at BarbaraCarmack@freedomstreet.org. Until next time, remember, Jesus loves you, Barbara loves you, and take joy.